Speech Thursday titled Communist China and the Future of the Free World. The speech comes as China warns the U.S. has severely harmed the two countries' relations. Court filings uncovered and reported by the news site Axios on Wednesday reveal U.S. prosecutors have charged a Chinese scientist based in the state of California with visa fraud. The documents say the Chinese consulate in the city of San Francisco is harboring Tang Huan, who hid her affiliation with the Chinese military. Pompeo's speech also comes after the U.S. ordered the Chinese consulate in the southwestern city of Houston, Texas, to close on Wednesday. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who is the acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, described the Houston consulate as the central node of the Communist Party's vast network of spies and influence operations in the United States. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman, Wang Wenbin, described the allegations coming out of the U.S. as malicious slander. COVID-19 infections in the U.S. are quickly approaching a total of 4 million. As cases rise, hundreds of thousands of more American workers affected by the pandemic have sought federal aid. Data released by the U.S. Labor Department Thursday show the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits rose last week to 1.4 million people. The unemployed have been adversely affected by business closures and other lockdown measures due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department said Thursday that roughly 32 million people are receiving the unemployment benefits. The U.S. also reached another grim milestone on Wednesday by recording more than 1,000 deaths for the second consecutive day. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans are working on the details of another coronavirus relief bill, which would potentially include a second round